You're listening to WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Upjohn Employment Institute economist Tim Bartik says many factors make up a good environment for economic growth. He says one of those is education, specifically pre-kindergarten. Bartik has written a new book, From Preschool to Prosperity, The Economic Payoff to Early Childhood Education. It's his second book on the economic benefits of investing in high-quality preschool.
So let's begin with the basic question that almost every author gets asked when they put out a book. Why a book? And of course, in your case, why another book on a subject that you've already written extensively about?
Well, I wanted to write another book in part because I wanted to write a book that was more accessible to a general audience. This book is a lot shorter than my 2011 book. It can be read in an hour and a half. It's available free on the Upjohn Institute website. So we wanted a book that was very accessible. And of course, the other thing is there's been issues that have developed since 2011 that I wanted to address. Some pushback against preschool has occurred from some quarters. I wanted to respond to some of that. And there's been some new research I wanted to add. And so I wanted to basically write a book that would address the key issues in 2014 in a way that was very accessible to as many readers as possible.
Broadly speaking, what does the research show about high-quality preschool and the benefits down the road for those children who partake in it?
Well, what the research shows is that not only does preschool prepare kids better for kindergarten, and we see that from a wide variety of research studies, but it improves adult outcomes. Employment rates go up, earnings goes up. As a result, you're going to have people paying more money in taxes, and so there's going to be a better fiscal situation for the government, you know, receiving less money in welfare. There's less crime. And there are important spillover benefits for the overall economy. One of the things I emphasize that not only do the participants in preschool benefit, but building up skills has spillover benefits for the whole economy, that my wages will be higher if other people have higher skills. And why is that? Because if my coworkers have higher skills, my employer is going to be better able to introduce new technologies. Isn't it? You know, you can't be competitive as an employer if just a few workers at a workplace are skilled. You need to have everyone be skilled. So everyone has a stake in making sure that all kids have high skills. Now, preschool is not the only way to do that. Obviously, there are things we do in the K-12 system and in the higher education system that affect skills. So I'm not claiming that preschool solves all the problems, but it is one of the areas that we know from research has one of the highest bang for the buck for any kind of investment we might want to make in skills development.
As you noted, there's been some pushback. Some people have questioned some of the research. You have a cartoon in here which illustrates the point that I've heard you make before, which is we can say more definitively that high-quality preschool works than we can say third grade works. And that's because we have a control. I mean, everybody goes to third grade, but not everybody goes to preschool. That's how we can do that research a little better, right?
Right. Well, and we have both random assignment experiments where we flipped a coin and said to some kids, you're not going to go to preschool, which obviously we can't do with third grade or with many other school programs. And we also have some natural experiments where preschool access has varied for reasons that have nothing to do with other factors that might affect success. Yeah, there's been some pushback. I mean, obviously, as you try to expand something, there are always going to be skeptics out there or people who are concerned about the money, legitimate concerns. I mean, anytime you make an investment, you need to make sure it pays off. I want to emphasize, though, I think it's a broad consensus of the research literature that preschool works. So it's not just me saying it or a few researchers. This is the broad consensus of most researchers on the topic. The pushback comes from a few researchers who have taken a position that, yes, preschool works in some places, but maybe it doesn't work on a large scale. And on the whole, I think the research evidence, though, shows that preschool does work on a large scale. We've seen success, for example, in Tulsa and Boston and Chicago, where we have large-scale programs run by typical public school agencies in those cities.
Michigan has moved in the direction of expanding access to preschool. We've talked to you about this in the past when it has happened. Where does Michigan start to measure up now in terms of what other states are doing? Are we middle of the pack, better than that?
Well, we've had a very good expansion. So basically, Michigan 2 years ago had about 21%, one in five. of Michigan four-year-olds who are in the state-funded preschool program. As of today, that's expanded to about 33%, one in three. So from one in five to one in three, that's a significant increase. Now, in terms of the national average is about 28%. So we've moved from below the national average to above the national average. On the other hand, in terms of access, we're still behind the leading states.
Upjohn Employment Institute economist Tim Bartik is the author of From Preschool to Prosperity, The Economic Payoff to Early Childhood Education. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.